USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden, speaking at the NATO summit in Madrid, Spain, says he supports Congress ending the filibuster to pass legislation protecting abortion in America.
The most important thing to be clear about is we have to change, I believe we have to codify Roe v. Wade in the law, and the way to do that is to make sure the Congress votes to do that. And if the filibuster gets in the way, it's like voting rights, it should be, we provide an exception for this, require an exception to the filibuster for this action.
The Supreme Court of the United States is not feeling the Biden administration's climate change agenda, ruling Thursday that the Environmental Protection Agency cannot pass sweeping regulations that could overhaul entire industries without additional congressional approval. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-333-1750. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
Do you work from home? Feel good about yourself, as today is National Work From Home Day. Due to the Biden administration using Border Patrol agents to process illegal immigrant paperwork, the semi-truck carrying the people that died in the San Antonio heat was waved through numerous checkpoints.
The big rig used in this week's deadly smuggling attempt in Texas wasn't searched at several highway checkpoints, despite the fact dozens of illegal immigrants were packed in the back. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott says the state is taking steps to fix that security loophole.
Today I'm announcing that Texas is going to add additional truck checkpoints.
He says border agents are being taken off the line to work processing centers. He believes that led to the security lapse that allowed the 18-wheeler to make it to San Antonio. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
We are USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
The Supreme Court of the United States ruled Thursday the Remain in Mexico policy can be allowed to end. The Trump administration program was designed to restrict immigration at the southern border. The Justice Department argued the federal immigration law gave the government discretion to return immigrants to Mexico while their asylum claims were being considered, formerly known as the Migrant Protection Protocols. The nation's capital has announced transportation problems for this holiday weekend.
Washington, D.C.'s Metro warned that customers could face wait times of up to an hour on July 4th as the transit agency grapples with a reduced number of rail cars on one of its busiest days of the year. The agency sidelined about 60% of its fleet in October after a train derailment revealed defects in Metro's 7,000 series rail cars, causing delays across the rail system that persist nearly 9 months later. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade will probably mean there will be more people interested in elections and how their elected representatives stand on abortion, but Bidenflation is what's concerning most Americans, so says Representative Vicky Hertzler, Wednesday on Newsmax.
But I think overall, most people are concerned right now about the Bidenflation that is preventing them from being able to even fill up their car with gas or find food at the store.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.